Hello everyone, welcome to the Journey Through Ascension podcast. This podcast is for the spiritual seekers who are interested in ascension and those who are walking the ascension path. I am your host, Hayati Rahjini. I am an international empowerment coach, emotional clearing expert, inner peace accelerator, and energy healer. I am currently on the sixth initiation in my ascension journey. This is episode number 3. Why did I choose to ascend? I stumbled upon an ascension website created by Verna Maruata back in January 2014. I have mentioned her in my previous podcast. For those of you who do not know who Verna is, she is one of the guardians of the Ascended Masters portal in New Zealand. I read the information on the website and to be honest, I didn't understand the content. The whole website is written in English, but my brain couldn't digest the information. It was very much like I was reading a foreign language. Even though I didn't understand much, I was intrigued. Before that day, I may have heard of ascension, but I have no idea what it meant. At that time, Verna offered free healing with the Ascended Masters. I signed up for it. I even managed to ask Verna, who was my Ascension Master. Once the free healing was over, that was it. I moved on. Once in a while, I did check Verna's website. Oftentimes, I visited her website because I had a nudge. Plus, I love reading Verna's weekly diary. For more than 4 years, I didn't do anything ascension related. I mostly drifted here and there without any clear direction. I didn't experience many changes or had any massive transformation. Life was stagnant. I was stagnant. I was stuck where I was. I remember paying several healers for healing sessions, and unfortunately, those didn't do much for me. In those 4 years, I kept on going back to visit the website. What I noticed was that every time I visited the website and I reread all the information, I slowly began to understand what ascension was. Sometime in November 2018, I went back to Verna's website again. This time, I fully understood what ascension was and what it could mean for me. However, I was still contemplating if ascension was the right path for me. I thought about it for several days. My thought was, if I chose ascension, then there would be no going back. If I chose it, then I would have to commit myself to it. While I was mulling over this dilemma that I had, I remembered an earlier time in my life where I wanted my life to be over. I was extremely unhappy and severely depressed. I was sick of living my life, I was done with life, and I wanted to just die. I remember I was thinking of ending my life. That was when I heard a voice in my head that said, "If you do it, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life." Now, that voice had saved me once, and because of that, I completely trusted that voice. As much as I was done with life, I was careful not to entertain the idea of ending my life. The one thing that stopped me from going through with it is the fear that I had that the voice might be right. I don't want to experience any regret for either doing or not doing something. I have lived with suicidal thoughts for so many years. Every time those thoughts came up, I reminded myself of that life-saving voice. I did my best to not listen to the suicidal thoughts, even when I had moments of mental breakdown. I looked fine on the outside and continued living my life day by day, even though I felt deeply uninspired, unmotivated, and very much dead inside. Remembering what I had gone through and how I had enough of life, that was the light bulb moment for me. It was like, if I choose to ascend, then I won't be coming back in the next life. I would leave the cycle of rebirth for good. I don't have to live and experience human life anymore. If I choose to ascend in this lifetime, then this life would be my last. And if I ascend now, I don't have to end my life. I just have to live my last life the best that I can. All those thoughts combined excited me. That was the moment I made up my mind and I chose to ascend. My main motivation for ascending was for me to leave the cycle of rebirth so I don't come back and live another human life. Why did I feel that way? There was this feeling that I had that enough is enough. I had enough of going through the ups and downs of life. I had enough of whatever that life was throwing at me. I had enough of pain and suffering. I had enough of struggling with internal negativity. I had enough of all of that and more. Living as a human with a lot of karma is not easy and definitely challenging. If I compare my life having passed the six initiation to where I was back then, I felt living life was harder. Having to deal with other unconscious humans is not easy. The lack of self-awareness and consciousness can make all the life experiences even harder to swallow. However, I am glad that all that is behind me. I'm glad that I made the right choice. How I live my life after I pass each initiation is so different because I am different. I am no longer the same person as before. I mentioned that I used to have suicidal thoughts. I was severely depressed and I wanted to just die. I now no longer have those thoughts at all. I can manage my mental and emotional states really well and I no longer want to die. I love being here on earth, having a physical body that allows me to experience life. All of those are amazing breakthroughs to have. And all the massive transformations that I've experience since then wouldn't have happened if I didn't choose to ascend in 2018. That is how my journey through ascension began and my personal reason for choosing ascension. I have Verna and Verity to thank for bringing forth their knowledge, expertise, and experience to the world. I'm grateful to them for their guidance throughout my journey. If you are interested in ascension, I highly recommend you to check Verna's website. I have put the link in the description. Thank you for listening to the Journey Through Ascension podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and follow at Power Create Freedom on Instagram. Also, subscribe to my website, powercreatefreedom.com, to download a gift. Until next time.